Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, October 17th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and our daughter Esther is joining us today. We'll read the message title in a moment. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and it's our goal each weekday morning as we prepare these messages to encourage others. Today's message is titled
The Greatest Comeback.
The Greatest Comeback. Thank you, Esther. And we need to point out that today's message begins with a sports illustration that we realize not all will appreciate. The written version, I have an ability to skip down, but on the podcast, I can't do that. So please listen as I share a story after Brooksine reads the scripture that really prompted today's message. The scripture verse is from Acts chapter 2, verse 24.
But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him.
Well, I'm a baseball fan, particularly in the postseason, and really, Brooksine is too, but not as much as I am.
And Esther.
Well, and Esther is, particularly for the team I speak of today. Having lived in New England for over 7 years in the 90s, our family became Red Sox fans, although their recent success in winning two World Series came after we moved from that area. Well, this year, they are again in the American League Championship Series, and last night was an elimination game for them against Tampa Bay, as they were down 3-1. I watched until the top of the seventh inning when Tampa Bay scored two more runs, making it 7-0. Well, a comeback from this deficit was extremely unlikely, and the Tampa Bay team was on a roll, tasting the thrill of victory and ready for celebration. The Boston team was showing the agony of defeat, with despair on their faces. Watching any more of this game seemed pointless, so I went to bed. Imagine my surprise when I checked the score early this morning and Boston had come back to win the game 8-7 in the bottom of the ninth. Well, I know people feel strongly about their teams, and we now live where most follow the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't know whether Boston will go any further this year, as Tampa Bay has an outstanding team. But in the last several years, Boston has demonstrated several remarkable comebacks, most famously being down 3-0 in the 2004 American League Championship Series before winning 4 games in a row to win the series. Well, these comebacks can be encouraging to sports fans everywhere, regardless of your team or sport for that matter, and remind us that it really isn't over till it's over. But of course, I see a spiritual application today as well.
In our daily verse, Peter is preaching to the curious crowd gathered in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost. 50 days earlier, he was among the first witness to the greatest comeback in history. Apostolic preaching emphasized the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. It was and it ever will be at the very heart of the gospel. A faithful witness will always earnestly contend for the faith that was once for all entrusted to the saints, as mentioned in Jude 3.
Well, Peter, who had infamously denied the Lord at his trial, now makes a great statement of faith concerning Christ. God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death. Christ had experienced the agony of death and apparent absolute defeat. To his enemies, a comeback now was an impossibility.
The Bible says it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him. Well, Peter surely recalled the teaching of Jesus he had heard time after time. Early in his ministry, Jesus had said, and this is mentioned in John 2:19, "Destroy this temple, and I will raise it again in 3 days." After Peter had made this great confession of faith, Jesus clearly taught that he would, quote, "suffer many things, be killed, and be raised again the 3rd day," end quote. Even his enemies were aware of the claim and had made provision for a guard at the tomb.
But no paltry Roman guard was going to stop this comeback. Death had forever lost its sting. Jesus Christ mounted the greatest comeback ever recorded in history, his resurrection from the dead. Today, we indeed serve a risen Savior. Let us rejoice in this truth and live for the one who once died and now lives forever. For it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him. It is for this truth that we must earnestly and faithfully contend.
Let's all pray together. Father, you defeated physical death when you resurrected our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because of that wondrous miracle of miracles, we no longer have to face death with cringing fear, but in confident hope of the eternal life we will inherit. Thank you, Jesus, for being our anchor and our hope that holds us steady in the daily challenges of this life. Keep us longing for that which is yet to come, and keep us faithful until that joyous hour. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us. Whenever you happen to be listening, this is the message that we have prepared for Friday, October 17th, 2008. You know, it occurs to me, Brooksine, that this was my parents' anniversary, and I think it's a special day for somebody in your family as well. No? I thought it was somebody in her family's birthday. And that just came to mind as I read the date again today, and I, doing so, just honor my parents this day, their steadfast love for each other. Well, we have a lot of additional material on the website today, that several songs we recommend, a couple of photos, and some additional thoughts that you may find interesting. That is on the site, dailyencouragement.net. This is the message, October 17th, 2008. May God help you today to recognize the victory that is ours because of the greatest comeback.